Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW, 1150 AM, Seattle, Washington, CBS, WBLQ, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. And boy, have we got a show for you today. I'm so excited. We've got Benny here. Hey, Benny.
Hey, good day. Good day.
Good to have you. And Taylor. Hi, Taylor. Taylor's there. All right. We've got the crew. We are ready. We're
best
pumped.
Show ever and best crew ever.
That's right, baby. All right. I have to make a correction for something that I said last week on the show. And people who do math probably figured it out pretty quickly. I said that I've been doing this for 20 years, this type of work, and discovered Deepak in 2003. That's when I started. Well, that wouldn't be 20 years. That would be 10 years. That was incorrect. I actually discovered him in 1993, and so it is 20 years. And this is my 20th year anniversary of celebrating.
You just shifted it a little
bit. Yeah, I just shifted it.
Math was still right.
Yeah. So I wanted to make sure everybody got that. Okay. We have got a very good show for you today. I'm so excited about it. We have got Meadow Lynn, who's going to talk to us and teach us how food can heal, inspire, and enlighten and transport us. And she is a chef. And also a speaker and a writer, and a gourmet from birth. Now, Meadow, this is very interesting, I find, that you created your first dish when you were 3 years old. And actually, we are kind of similar in that way, in that when I was young, probably about four or five, I think, my parents for Christmas 1 year gave me my mother's Easy Bake Oven that she had when she was a kid. But back then, we didn't have all those mixes, you know, that you get now with the Easy Bake Oven. So I had to make whatever I wanted to cook. I had to make it. You know, I didn't have a mix. So what I did was I took butter and made it soft, and then I put flour in it. And I thought, I was just so intrigued by the texture of it, you know, how soft it was and how light it was. The only problem was when I cooked it up and then I went to eat it, it tasted pretty bad because I didn't add any seasonings I didn't know. So what I had made was pate brisé without salt and didn't even realize it. So, Meta, you created your first dish when you were 3 years old. What was it?
You know, back then I didn't have the ability, or ability is not quite the right word, but I didn't quite know the fine art of naming recipes. So what I made, I called tahini balls, which I have since learned is perhaps not the most appetizing name, but we had very healthy ingredients in our household when I was growing up. So for me, this was quite a special treat. I climbed into the cupboards I could hardly reach, and I pulled out whatever I could find, and I mixed tahini and maybe a little bit of peanut butter and some cocoa powder and honey, and I rolled it in dried coconut. And you know what? I actually recreated the recipe last year. And I even taught it at Rancho La Puerta's cooking school down in Mexico at the preeminent culinary institute recently, and it was a hit. So I was pretty impressed that my recipe from being 3 years old still lives on today. But, it, you know, it's quite healthy, but it gives you that little jolt of sweetness and energy when you want something that just gives you that little hint.
That's great. And, you know, your cookbook here, the Mystic Cookbook that you've written with your mother, Denise Lynn, The Secret Alchemy of Food. I've looked through it, and here it is for all of you who are watching. And look at this book. Isn't this absolutely beautiful? Never mind the nail that I broke on the way here. But I mean, it's beautiful. You've got such beautiful pictures in here of the of your recipes. And I was looking through, looking at your recipes, and I'm very impressed because, to tell you the truth, this is one of the first books I've seen like this that does not use a lot of soy as an ingredient, a lot of tofu or anything. People think that when they're eating healthy, and especially eating more plant-based foods, that they need to eat tofu and soy, and your recipes really don't have it in there, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Oh, thank you.
Got the idea. Oh, my gosh. So, Meadow, you saw the powerful connection between not just what we eat, but also how we eat and how we feel. So, eating well brings balance and harmony to the mind, body, and spirit, and you believe that good food should be a celebration of life. And having watched countless people transform their lives simply by making mealtimes fun and delicious, you gave up your 8-year career as a French teacher and devoted yourself to helping others savor their lives more fully. Wow. So what I want to talk about, what I want to discuss today is this issue of how food can help to enlighten us, to help us on our path towards enlightenment, to growth and transformation. So what do you have to say about that?
Wow, you picked a very, very small topic. you know, there are many different ways to answer that. And for me, though, the thing that it really comes down to is loving what you eat and eating what you love. And it may sound simplistic, but so much of the information we're bombarded with on the internet and in social media and in popular media, on the television and magazine, you know, is about what to eat, you know. One day you're told, you know, we're told agave is God's gift to man, you know, and the next day we're told it's horrible for you, you know, and we're constantly, or eat all animal proteins with Atkins or paleo, eat, you know, all this one. And so often it's easy to get really worked up or stressed about what we're eating, and we forget that there's this other component that's not just what we eat, but how we eat. Mm-hmm. And adding that energy and love and joy into our meal times and really savoring whatever it is we're eating. You know, and of course, I'm a proponent of eating healthy foods, but I also believe that when you're eating things that might not be as healthy, to find that joy, find that love, and really savor it. You know, maybe it's a piece of that perfect chocolate cake, and you really just taste and enjoy every bite. And research actually even shows that the stress that you feel when you eat things that aren't that good for you actually can detrimentally affect your health, in addition to the calories and whatever else that you're actually worried about. And that can be stress about the food or stress in general. So for me, my main guiding tenet is just loving the food you eat, loving yourself, and loving what you eat. And sometimes that can mean finding healthy things, too, that are healthier. You know, kale is all the rage right now. Mm-hmm. You know, every time I turn on Facebook, there's another post about kale. I personally love kale, but if you're somebody who doesn't love kale, you can either force feed yourself kale and hate it all the way down, you know,
right.
Which actually isn't that healthy, or you can find something else that's nearly as healthy that you really do enjoy, and then you're loving every bite.
Well, I don't know. I love kale. In fact, last night I made some kale chips, and we ate those puppies.
Yeah, well, I love kale, too. I just use that example because it's so it seems like no one had heard of kale a few years ago, and now it's everywhere.
I know, but, and kale chips are the rage right now, too.
They're so delicious.
They are so delicious, and they're so easy to do. And Costco... I don't know if now does Costco in your area have the baby organic kales that you can go buy?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, up here in our area they do, and they're so easy. If you get the baby organic kales, all you have to do is just rinse them off, dry them off, put them on a sheet pan, put some salt, a little salt. Go very easy on the salt because it doesn't need that much. It's easier to add salt than it is to take it out. Pepper, olive oil, just. Toss it around to make sure that all the olive oil gets all over the kale. Spread it out on the sheet. Stick it in a 350-degree oven for 12 to 15 minutes, and then you eat them. I swear, you'll never want to eat potato chips again.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Yeah,
and you know, what's another interesting thing, now that we're talking about kale chips, you know, and they are all the rage, but some people don't particularly like them.
That's true.
That there are things that they've done research that with children, that if a child, you know, picky child tries something and doesn't like it, if they try that food 8 to 15 more times, they will actually develop a taste for it. So one alternative, you know, if there's healthy foods that you don't really care for, is find a replacement that's almost as healthy or equally healthy that you do love, and it gives you that joy when you eat it. Or you can actually train yourself to like healthy foods. And it's just one bite, and then stop, and then, you know, a few weeks later, take another bite. And it's remarkable, but you actually can begin to like those foods that you may have abhorred in the past, which I think is fascinating.
Okay, now I've got a question for you. So you said the children, if they eat it, how many times? 12 to 15?
8 to 15 times.
8 to 15 times. Now, how do you get a kid who hates something to eat something?
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Is there a recommendation for twins?
Yeah.
I'm serious, because it's tough to do, like, at least one bite.
You
know, peer pressure is another wonderful way. A lot of this research came out of France, where there is a very different food culture,
right,
starting from preschool. And it is part of the education in France in preschool to teach children to like a wide variety of foods, that they actually have state-sponsored menus that introduce a number of different vegetables, and it's all very organized, and, you know, Tuesday is going to be beets, and Thursday is going to be sweet potatoes.
Wow.
And then they will actually seat children next to children who aren't picky eaters so that peer pressure will help them enjoy those foods. So it is a little bit different here in a culture that does not have that same focus on culinary
variety. Well, there you go, Benny. Get your twins around kids who aren't picky eaters.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
I will try it.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Yeah, that's interesting what they're doing in France. We should do something like that here in the United States. You know, that's another thing that you and I have in common, is I have always had an affinity to the French, to their food. Well, I used to be a ballet dancer, and where did ballet come but from the French, you know? And the first French I ever learned were ballet terms. But I've always – but you've been over there. You've lived over there. Is that right?
I did. I lived there for a couple of years. I got my master's degree in French cultural studies from Columbia University in Paris.
That's cool.
I've had quite some wonderful experiences in France.
Wow. Well, yeah, and you know, and you've learned how to master the French cooking, but make it healthy.
I don't know that I could ever say I've mastered it, but I'm constantly in a quest to learn more.
I understand that. Well, that's another thing we have in common, is that you're a self-taught chef. And I wouldn't call myself a chef, really, but I'm self-taught as well. And so I used to love to watch the Food Network when it first came on, and you watch all the professional chefs cook, you know, and they'd and I learned a lot from that, and then watching Martha Stewart and all. So it's fun. I just, you know, I have a passion for the food, just like you do. You have a passion for the food. Otherwise, you wouldn't do this, right?
Exactly, and I think there are skills that I wish I had I gone to culinary school, but I think what I've gained on the other side is that I have such an intense passion for it, because it's been my personal quest to learn as much as I possibly can, both by, I've catered my monster treats for 20 or 18 years. I've got mixed up by your 20 years, for 18 years. So I've had practical experience, and I read as many books as I can on all things food and farming related. And I think that passion really goes into the food.
It does. It does. Well, we've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more with Meadow Lynn about cooking. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM KKNW.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine Green every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Let me sleep all night in your soul, keep your weather.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM KKNW, CBS, WBLQ, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're here with Chef Meadow Lynn, and we are talking about her book, The Mystic Cookbook, that she wrote. And we're talking about how food can lead us to our enlightenment and transport us into a higher state of consciousness. Now, during the break, Meta, you were talking about a gentleman named Ted and his story and how food led to his higher state of consciousness. Do you want to share that story with us?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, talking about food and enlightenment, there are so many ways that you can actually use food to kind of heighten your spiritual path that we think about food as this very kind of physical act. But actually, there are so many ways that we can use it to propel ourselves further. Because it is physical, it's something we internalize so deeply. So the story that I was telling you, you might remember, about Ted, is he was a man who did some work with my mom, and he had been feeling this lack of connection to spirit in his life. And after doing some sessions with my mom, but as a child, he had gone to church, he was Catholic, and had taken communion. And as a very devout child, when you take communion, he really was feeling as though he was taking Christ in with that communion wafer. And as an adult, and this is what he discovered, he was constantly on a diet. He was never eating bread, always avoiding carbs. And he made the connection between this lack of divinity in his life and the fact that he wasn't eating the bread, which was a stand-in for the communion wafer. So he went out and got a really nice loaf of French or Italian bread. And he didn't eat the whole thing. You know, he just took one small bite with intention. And that's the important part, doing so with intention, just as he would have as a child in church. You do it with that thought, that feeling that I am bringing more spirit, more divinity, more connection into my life. And after he did that, he began to feel more connection to spirit in his life. So there are many different ways that food can actually be a catalyst for spiritual growth, for even enlightenment. In the Mystic Cookbook, we talk about going from nourishment to nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
And that idea that this physical act can propel you further. You can make dining an experience. It's not simply about taking in calories. While that's an important part, we need the fuel. Mm-hmm. But by making it an experience where you are connecting to the animals, to the grains, to the plants, to the farmers, that can also heighten your spiritual path. One thing that we do at our ranch, and we have guests, my mom does residential retreats, teaches them at our ranch, and I do the cooking. And before each meal, we always have a blessing, and we get together, and we spend a few minutes just thinking about where the food came from. Think about the person who prepared it and brought it to the table, but also about the land where it was grown, the wind, the sun, the rain, the soil, maybe the history that was in the land. And then the farmers who planted the seed and the people who harvested it and took it to market and stocked the shelves, the grocery store. And spend it, you know, it might only take 30 seconds, but spending that time really connecting to all aspects of that food, to its, to the journey it's taken, to the origin, to the history, the culture. You know, in France, they call it the idea of terroir. That certain thing, like a Cabernet grape from Bordeaux region is unlike a Cabernet grape from Chile or California, because not only is it perhaps grown differently, but it's that history, that sun, the wind, everything that goes into it, the people all create that unique quality. And when you spend those few seconds connecting, it actually heightens your awareness and deepens your connection in really powerful ways. It seems simple, but it really does make a difference.
Yeah, it does. And I call that eating with intention.
Yes, eating with intention or mindful eating. There's a number of different words for it, but it's mm-hmm. really the same practice.
Yes. And in Ayurveda, they talk about eating with intention and eating food that still has prana or life in it. So you're eating food right directly off the land. You're not eating something that's come in a can or a box or a jar, you know, or a package that has been wrapped in cellophane that's sitting in plastic. You're eating off the land, food directly from the farmers. And you can really taste a difference in the food that you're eating that way versus going to the grocery store and buying the products there. And
you certainly can.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was in my garden and I picked a lemon cucumber and I ate it. Mm. Just right out of the garden, and that life force is so palpable when it's, you know, just right off the vine. But one thing we do write about in the Mystic Cookbook is, you know, the fact that even when we try to eat from farmers markets and grow our own and eat off the land, mm-hmm. many of us still end up eating lots of foods from cans, from packages, from the freezer, because that's part of our modern life, and we're busy, and that's, you know, many of us don't even live in places where it's possible to grow your own food or
right.
even have farmers markets. And we do talk about ways that you can enhance the energy and vibration of your food no matter what it is you eat, whether it comes from a can or whether it's a lemon cucumber right from the vine in the heat of the mid-afternoon sun.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And that's why it was very important to me when I moved up here to have a yard with a garden so that I could do that, because in L.A. I did not have that at all. And we have got somebody who's called in, Benny.
There's not much room in L.A. anyway, so you got to think
yeah.
differently.
Yeah, we are living in condos and townhouses.
Very true, very true. Well, Jamil from Brooklyn, New York has decided to join the show, so he has a great question for you, too. So, Jamil, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, Jamil.
Hi, Benny. Hi, everybody. Hi, Meadow.
Hi, Jamil. Is this Jamil who I've been emailing with in the past?
Yes, this is yes.
It's because, nice to chat with you in real life.
Yes, yes. Oh, you know, I saw your post and you said I'm going to be on the program, and, you know, I'm here and I'm just chilling out and everything. I said, I'm going to call in. Why not? Just call in and ask a legitimate question, even though we're friends on Facebook, but I have a couple of questions.
Well, welcome to the show, Jamil. Happy
Thank
that you.
You
called in. So what's your first
okay.
question?
Oh, good. So, okay, my question, first off, I want to say, again, I told Meadow this, but I have to say it again. I guess I've been practicing this, I didn't even know, since I was a little boy, because I would be in a big argument at home because of domestic whatevers, and the food would just not agree with me, or it just wouldn't be anything. I go to my grandmother, and she has music wafting on and prayers and everything, and she made food that we didn't like the vegetables that much, but we ate them, and it was perfect. It was lovely. We went to bed. We slept wonderful. I said, why does it taste so different there? And when I was home, I guess because of the vibration, everybody was so tense at home. And I went to grandmother. She was, well, Christ and everything like that. So I wanted to, I didn't do the investigation and all the wonderful work that Meadow did, but what I wanted to know is to go a little further, how can I incorporate this with my mother or somebody who's sick, and, you know, they need a little more nourishment. They need a little more maybe something with their body. My mother does dialysis, and I'm thinking, how do I have to incorporate her to do blessings with the food together, or can I do it because I cook most of her food anyway. Can I do it myself, and then, you know, she can eat the food that I've done this process on?
Meadow? Well,
can I jump right in?
Yeah.
I love that story about your grandmother, Jamil. It's so such a lovely story. And, you know, as far as cooking for your mom on dialysis, I think there's a couple things. The first thing, as I'm sure you know, is, you know, finding the physical nutrients that she needs by talking to her doctors and figuring out, as I'm sure you've already done, you know, what those nutrients are that she really needs and what foods on a physical level will really nurture her the most. And the next thing, and I think you're probably already doing it because you are cooking for her, is putting that love, intention into the food. And that can be simply because you have love for your mother that will flow into the food. Or maybe, you know, you said you had maybe, you know, a tense childhood. Maybe there's some mixed emotions there. So you can do a few things. You can choose some music that really juices your soul, that gets you going, and play that while you're cooking. And that energy will go into the food because you'll be feeling more uplifted as you're cooking. Or you can take your spoon as you stir it into the soup. You can actually say affirmations and swirl them into the soup. Or maybe, you know, there were some challenges growing up. So as you're peeling the carrots or cutting something, you can imagine you're cutting those away and you're removing that from the meal that you're serving and filling it with that love, that joy, and that intent for vitality through your hands into the pot and into your mom.
Yeah, and I would add something there too, Jamil. And that is when you're doing the intentions or the prayer for your mother, that you are intending that her health improves and that she heals. And so when she eats the food, that extra energy will be in there for healing and health. So that would help as well. But yeah.
Wow. I just, you know, this. Thank you both. Thank you so much. I think that this conversation, these ideas of this food, I don't know why. I've read so many books and you know, everything, aliens, anything. But just this thing right here, it just reminded me of my childhood. Like, I didn't have to go close my eyes and do any kind of meditation. It just got me real quick. That's what I thought about my grandmother. I said, okay, well, one house we were arguing, and we had whatever, and then we can eat the same thing at another house. But again, the music was on and everything, and it'd be different. And we would feel those chemicals that come on when you feel sleepy and you feel like you want to just cuddle with something. And we had that experience when the music and stuff was playing, when we ate the food, we just wanted to go to sleep. We wanted to be cozy and watch TV. And when you ate in a different environment, you feel like you were surviving, like you had to eat the food because if you didn't eat it fast enough, it was going to be gone or something. So. Yeah. It's definitely different. It's something to this way. Or even eating rush here in New York City, when I eat slowly, if I'm just mindful a little bit and go, oh, I like the way that dog is walking or whatever, and I might eat a hot dog that doesn't always agree with me, it won't have as much damage as when I'm eating fast and go, oh, I got to get to that appointment, and I'd be so miserable for the rest of the day. So it's something to this. I haven't done the research, but I just know from my own system, it's true.
Yeah, and that's great, Jamil. I mean, this is what we're talking about, the intention behind the food and eating it with intention, with positive thoughts, with prayers and that kind of thing, especially when you're preparing it, how it infuses a positive energy into the food and then you consume it. So that's prana, that's real life, and it's very healthy for you. And that is a perfect example. I want to thank you so much for calling in. We have to take another quick break. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Waking to a New Reality on 1150 AM KKNW. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Davey, everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my...
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We're here with Meadow Lynn, talking about her book, The Mystic Cookbook, and how food can enlighten and transport us to a higher state of consciousness. And in a lot of the recipes that you, the healthy recipes that you have in there, there's, well, not too many of them, but in a few of them, there's an ingredient called mayonnaise. And that's the what the bleep is that.
And now the Michelle Bonds What the F*** segment.
Thank you, Benny. Okay. What the bleep is this is mayonnaise. Okay. Now, why is this a what the bleep? It's because of what's in the mayonnaise that you're buying now in the stores and if you're not making your own. So I'm gonna talk about that. First of all, it's all made with soybean oil. And you know how I feel about soy products, and especially soybean oil. First of all, it's GMO'd, so you're getting all the pesticides, herbicides, all the chemicals in it, and it's GMO'd, and studies have shown that this is not good for you. It leads to diabetes, gastrointestinal problems, that kind of a thing. And even the soy, the organic soybean oil, is one of the worst oils you can eat. It leads to diabetes, obesity, heart disorders, and reproductive disorders because of the excess estrogens that are in there. Then there's also sugar. So sugar is on a lot of the ingredients in mayonnaise, sometimes high fructose corn syrup, and you know about that. And another code name for sugar is maltodextrin. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't realize that maltodextrin is really actually sugar, and it is. And we all know that sugar leads to obesity, diabetes, and it makes a toxic load on our kidneys. On our liver. No, it's not good for the kidneys either. Then there's xanthan gum, which is a binder. So instead of using mustard, they're using xanthan gum. And then there's an ingredient called natural flavor. Also, sometimes you'll see carrageenan. I can't pronounce it.
It's probably all three.
If you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't be eating it. carrageenan. You see that a lot. Now, what is that? Well, actually, it's a code name for MSG, which is other soy-related ingredients. Now, MSG is one of the most toxic food additives. It kills your cells, and it can cause learning disabilities, brain damage, obesity, eye damage, headaches. What else? My goodness, we can go on and on. Fatigue, depression, and it can raise your heartbeat. So it's not good for you to eat. It's not recommended. And there's some other code names. And I'm going to tell you some other code names for MSG to look out for. And that one of them would be flavorings. So when you see that, be very suspicious. The word seasonings, when they're not listing the seasonings. Soy protein is another one. Stocks, broth, which is probably surprising to a lot of people. Malt extract is actually MSG. And cornstarch. Interesting. So you want to avoid that. Then there's also another ingredient that they use as a preservative, and it's also used to protect the flavor, and that's calcium disodium, EDTA. Calcium disodium, EDTA. Again, that's one of those big words that's like, what the heck is that? So you don't want to be eating it. And it's very easy to make mayonnaise on your own. All you need is a blender or a food processor, or even if you have one of those Blendtec or those Vitamixes, you can do it. You can even do it by hand. You know, in France, they do it by hand lots of times. So all you need is a cup of oil, and I recommend using grapeseed oil because it doesn't leave a flavor in the mayonnaise. You can use olive oil if you want, or use a combination of olive oil and grapeseed oil. I use grapeseed oil, like I said, because the flavor is mild in it and you really can't taste it. But it's also high in polyunsaturated fat. And there was a study that was done in 1993 that showed it increased the HDL, or the good cholesterol, in your blood and reduced the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol in your blood. So you're getting a healthy fat. So whether you use grapeseed oil or, olive oil. But you also want to make sure that it's expeller pressed, cold pressed, so you don't have the high heat that turns it rancid. Then to that 1 cup of oil, you add 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of dried mustard, organic mustard, dried, and that's going to emulsify it, and 1 full egg. Now, this is the deal, is that if you are not, lots of times the recipes will call for egg yolks, but if you're using a blender or food processor or any of these other blenders that I mentioned, if you don't use a whole egg, all you're going to get is a liquidy mess. So you've got it. The secret is to use the whole egg. And what you do is you put the egg, the salt, and the dried mustard into the blender, add a splash of vinegar or lemon juice to taste. It's easy. It's better to go easy on those because you can't take them out once you put too much in. So go easy. Then when you run the blender that you're using, and make sure that the blender's on low, you drizzle the oil in there and it'll emulsify and you've got mayonnaise. It takes maybe 5 minutes. Then you taste it, and if you can add more vinegar if it needs it, or lemon juice. But the vinegar and the lemon juice is acidic, and it helps to keep the bacteria from growing. So you can keep that for about a week in the refrigerator, and you can use it for the base of your salad dressings, your deviled eggs. Who doesn't like deviled eggs, especially this time of year? You know, whatever. So you've got your own mayonnaise. And it's great, and it's good for you instead of being bad for you. All righty, we have got Meadow Lynn here, and we are talking about food and how it can lead to enlightenment. So, what is the relationship between foods and our spiritual path, Meadow?
There's so many ways, as we touched on earlier, that you can actually use food to further your spiritual path, as we began to speak about before. And one of the very basic things, as we were talking about before, is simply kind of opening your consciousness to where the food came from. It's a really great beginning. But then furthering that, that energy, that love, that intention can go into your food, and it can indeed heighten your spiritual awareness. And as we talked about, you know, going from nourishment to nirvana, and you can do that with simply holding your hands under the plate or over it. Sometimes, though, we recommend you could stick your hands under the table even. So if you're out to eat with friends, no one knows that you're infusing energy into your food. Or when you're cooking, playing music, as we talked about with the caller, Jamil. And all of that, and it seems like, how, what does that have to do with our spiritual path to enlightenment? But believe it or not, you don't have to suffer to grow.
Yeah, you don't.
You can have spiritual enlightenment through joy and celebration. And one of the greatest ways to have that joy and celebration is through food. It's something that we have to do every day, but it's also something that we get to do. And it's about breaking bread with others, community. There's this wonderful word in French called conviviality. Mm-hmm. And it is a word also in the English language, but we don't use it very often in this language, in this country. And it's that idea of food as a binder of community. It's about joy and celebration and joining together as a common people.
Yeah.
And so you can, through your food, through joy, through celebration, through making it an experience that not just feeding that physical need, but also feeding your emotional self and your mental self, you know, really mind, body, and spirit eating can indeed lead to enlightenment, and you don't have to suffer to grow.
Yeah, and what about, you also mentioned in the book, about the environment where you're having your meals, the color of your food, your plates, your dining room, the color of the dining room, all these things factor into it.
Oh, color is such a fantastic topic, and I always have to rein myself in when I start talking about color because I get so excited. I could just go and go and go. But the color can make a huge difference. You know, for instance, they've done research in mental hospitals that the patients actually calm down when they paint the walls pink.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, many of us have heard that if you are on a diet or you're trying to eat less, put a blue light in your refrigerator or eat on a blue plate, because blue is an appetite suppressant. And that probably has to do with the fact that blue is not a naturally occurring color in our food. If you want to eat more, eat on a red plate. You might notice big box stores, Target, McDonald's, what color do they feature?
Red.
Red. They want you to buy more, eat more, consume. So color affects us deeply in many ways. Green is a great color to aid in digestion, but also it's a color connected to the heart chakra. So it's a great color when you're trying to share that love. It also is a color that's representative for many people, whether they're aware of it or not, of abundance. Not just because we have green money in the U.S., but because it's ever-present. I'm looking out the window now at my vegetable garden, and all I see is green. Green is everywhere. Green is that color of abundance. So there are so many ways that the color of the foods that you eat or the plates that you eat on or the color of the room that you eat in can all affect not only your experience of the food, but also the way that your body assimilates it and the way that you feel.
Mm-hmm. And what about the color white? I use white dishes.
White is a wonderful color. I have a few sets of dishes, but I primarily eat on white because I really love that crisp, clean color. I feel like it enhances the food, mm-hmm. in a way, the food really stands out on its own. I use different colored dishes with different patterns when I'm going for different feelings or moods or different themes. My mom talks a lot about the table settings as mini altars,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, just as a frame enhances a painting, the way that you set the table can frame and enhance that meal. And white also, you know, is connected with that top chakra. It's connected, associated with spirituality,
mm-hmm.
light, enlightenment. So that too can feed into it as well. But from a practical point of view, it can really highlight food. You'll notice most restaurant dishes are white.
Yeah. So it does, and that's why I picked that, and also because I felt that it would infuse the light energy into the food that we're eating, because we're trying to reach enlightenment, aren't we? We're all trying to reach enlightenment. Well, we've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with Meadow Lynn about how food can lead to your soul and to your enlightenment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM KKNW CBS, TransformationTalkRadio.com, and WBLQ Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York. We have got Meadow Lynn here talking with us today about her new cookbook, The Mystic Cookbook, The Secret Alchemy of Food, and we're talking about how food can lead to your enlightenment. And actually, that kind of leads me into the next segment of my show, the philosophy segment.
And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
All righty. Thank you, Benny. Okay, I have been talking a lot about the Saint Germain Foundation and doing a lot of his discourses or lessons from the Saint Germain Foundation. And whenever I do that, we always end up referring to something called the presence. And so I thought I would take this opportunity to explain what the presence is. And, of course, that is your higher self. And we always say, or your higher power. And we always say that it is connected to you. Yes, your higher self or your higher power, the presence, is above you, and it is also connected to you in your body. Now, I'm going to give you all a hint. The place it is connected to, what organ, if it stopped working, would you no longer live? Meadow, do you know?
Yes, but you gave me a hint at the break.
Yes, I do. You want to say it?
No, I want you to reveal.
Okay, it's the heart. It's the heart. Okay, and the thing of it is without the heart beating, without your presence, you would not be alive. You would not be here on this earth. So, you know, we hear a lot about giving gratitude. The first place you should give gratitude is to your higher power for giving you your heart so you can be here on this earth. Because you would not be here otherwise, sister and brother. I'm here to tell you. It's beating. And so, and that is our core. The mighty I Am presence, as St. Germain says, is the only source of our happiness. And that's where our happiness comes from, is from our heart. And we've been moving into a new paradigm shift, a new dimension, the fourth dimension, the dimension of the heart. That's what all the shift is about. And it's very interesting because since we've been doing this, the scientists have discovered something, and they call it neurocardiology. And what that is they have discovered that the heart has its own brain and sends messages to the brain. And here we thought it was the other way around. But the heart, which comes from your mighty I Am presence, it has a brain and it sends the messages to your brain. So that's something we're going to be talking more about in my next show that I'm doing today at 2 o'clock Pacific time, and that would be 5 o'clock Eastern time. For those of you on the East Coast, WBLQ, you can listen live, but everybody else, and I hope you all tune in, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. We have filmmaker Rana Prince on, and she is going to be talking about her movie and how science and spirituality converge to reveal the heart's essential nature. So make sure you tune in for that. Okay, we have got Meadow Lynn here again. Now, Meadow, what's your favorite food?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that. And see, I'm a Libra, and I don't make blanket statements or decisions very quickly. So that's what, you know, I got to weigh out all the possibilities. And
yes.
Really, my favorite food, it changes with the seasons. It changes with my whim. And I thought I could have an answer by the time you asked me, but I just love it all. And, you know, I like everything from the really, like, you know, I have to admit it, I like hot dogs. And I love, like, you know, Michelin-starred French food, and I love fresh vegetables right out of my garden. And, you know, I love it all.
Well, you know what? To tell you the honest God truth, I do too. You know, I mean, it's just too hard. It's too hard to pick one thing, and because it's all good. But you know what I've learned? Because my husband, like you, loves the hot dogs, right? He loves the corn dogs, and I kind of like them. But we go for the organic, uncured ones. We have to now because with what I do, I just can't have them do that. And you know what? And you can homemade corn dogs. Did you know that? Yeah, you can. You don't have to buy them. All frozen.
You know,
unfortunately,
I do not have a taste for corn dogs, so I'm okay on that.
That's good. Well, Meadow, we're gonna have to go because we're running out of time here for the show. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and get your book.
We have a website just for the book called themysticcookbook.com. It's got a sneak peek at some excerpts from the books and some recipes. Or I can be contacted directly, too, on my own website, which is meadowlynn.com. And that's Lynn, L-I-N-N.
Yes, meadowlynn.com. And tell them again how to get the book.
The book, actually, is available on Amazon or from Hay House, the publisher.
Okay.
The best ways to get it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I loved having you. We're going to have you again. You're a great guest.
Thank you. It was such a joy.
Good. And I want to thank my listeners for listening. You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW Seattle, TransformationTalkRadio.com, WBLQ in Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. For more information about me and how I can help you manifest abundance in your life, you can go to MichelleBondShow.com. TheMichelleBondShow.com. Now, make sure you tune in next week at the same time. You're going to have another fabulous show by Dr. Pat She will be here. So make sure you listen. I know she's got a good one in store for you. It's a secret. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll have to listen. Anyway, thanks again for listening, and many blessings to you all. Have a prosperous week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.